Peter Powell here with the answers and lucky winners of our Easter Uzit competition. Once again, there was a tremendous response from Radio 1 listeners, and before we announce the winners, here are the DJs with their answers. Monday started with Kid Jensen.
If you recall, I asked you to puzzle out temperamental colors. And I wonder if you guessed their more famous identity. The Moody Blues.
You look a bit red in the face, Simon.
Actually, I'm slightly embarrassed because it was so easy. Everybody seemed to get it right. A plague on all pilots was my clue, and the answer was a band that's no longer together. A great band when they were. The Kersal Flyers.
Thank you, Simon. I started off Tuesday with Hurl Underground, and that was, of course, Chuck Berry. Here's Paul.
Five penny mix on the Harpooners. Did you get it? That's right, it's Bob Marley and the Wailers.
On Wednesday, Alan Freeman popped the question.
And the answer to the first of Wednesday's Oozits about three-foot sparrows, of course we're talking about the Yardbirds, all right? Tar.
Tafla, we're very sorry about the next bit. We tried to keep him out of the studio, but he will come in.
This is your friendly neighborhood hairy monster here. Mine was very simple. It was a group of musicians, and I called them the Timid Bulbs. The Timid Bulbs are, of course, shy lights. Easy as that.
And now for Thursday's problems and the sweet sound of Annie Nightingale.
I wonder if you guessed who the monks really were. Actually, it was the Righteous Brothers.
Short and to the point. Who's next?
Tony Blackburn here, and if you remember, my Oozit was Felix Evans, and I hope you worked it out to Cat Stevens.
Friday's answers revealed a new poet, Paul Gambaccini.
If you got this right, you could be the winner, because the Michigan Tops are the Detroit Spinners.
And the last to speak, with one more to go, is the abdicating king of The Breakfast Show.
Hello, Noel here. Look, thief or chili pot? I mean, it was too obvious, wasn't it? It's steel for thief and chili pot, I span. I span. Gross. Steel, I span. Glad I didn't think of it.
Thanks, Noel, and best of luck in the future, mate. We'll all miss you. Well, on with the winners. And the person who has won the transistor radio plus an LP token and a Radio 1 on show book is Tim Forward of Quantic Close, warmly in Bristol. Congratulations, Tim. May you have many happy hours of listening. Congratulations also to the 10 second prize winners, who are Michael Hillier from Basingstoke, Hampshire, Lorna Fung from Letchworth, Hertfordshire, D.A. Watkins from Rayleigh, Essex, Zed Hunt from Hull, Susan Cotton from Penzance, Cornwall, Gail Sevright from Andover, Hampshire, John Nicholson from Hainault, Essex, Martin Hall from Southbourne, Bournemouth, Jim Mell from Wakefield, and Miss F. Butchers from Ryde, the Isle of Wight. And they'll also receive an LP token and a Radio 1 on show book. There are another 90 prize winners who, for third prize, all receive a Radio 1 on show book, but there are far too many to mention at the moment, so it'll have to be a surprise for you, okay? So that's it, the Easter Oozit competition. Hope you enjoyed it, and keep listening.